You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Whenever there is injustice, real or imagined, you'll find there'll be a protest organised. Hardly a week passes without a protest march somewhere in the nation or around the world.
Unionists protest work conditions, students protest university fees, environmentalists protest logging quotas, pacifists protest military action, and ratepayers protest council planning decisions. And so it goes.
Today there are many ways for protesters to express their views. Some use a megaphone, some chant slogans, some hurl stones or eggs, besides plenty of abuse. Some chain themselves to trees or buildings. Some block traffic by lying down in front of vehicles.
Then there's the placard or poster-carrying protester. The placard is probably the most effective of all. That message painted on a poster held on a stick above the crowd calmly proclaims its message to the media or passers-by.
And they're highly effective. Firstly, they're permanent. The protester doesn't have to repeat his message to everyone passing by because the placard does it for him. Secondly, hundreds of people shouting at the same time makes it impossible to hear the message, but they can see it.
Another thing, these messages have to be simple. There's not enough room to say a lot of things, so the message has to be conveyed with a minimum of words so they're easy to remember. The range of these messages is limitless. They're simply designed to catch attention, and they do it well.
We all have the ability to separate right from wrong and justice from injustice. But sometimes our sense of justice can be misplaced or distorted by selfishness or partisanship. But the fact that we possess this quality shows us it has come from a just creator.
There is a sense in which God himself was the original protester. When the Apostle Paul speaks of Jesus Christ being publicly portrayed as crucified, the original meaning refers to the act of posting up public notices. Or to put it another way, it refers to raising a placard. So God is the original protester, and the placard he holds up is the cross upon which his son Jesus was crucified.
God is protesting against the injustice of mankind's wrongdoing against each other. He is grieved at our rebellion against his laws, our ingratitude concerning his goodness toward us, and our rejection of his love.
There's no doubt that the cross of Jesus Christ is God's placard. He was lifted up high so that men could see him suffer for sin, not only 2,000 years ago, but down through the following centuries.
The cross on which Jesus died is unmistakable proof that God is holy. And he sacrificed his own son in our place as punishment for our sins. This is a holy warning to us. If God did not spare his own son Jesus from paying the price for our sins, we can be certain that we will not escape if we neglect God's amazing offer of forgiveness. Listen to this. For the wages of sin is death, or eternal separation from God. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yes, the wages of sin is death, but God did not merely protest against our sins at the cross. Rather, he actually did something about them.
The cross, God's placard, is not only the protest against sin, but also the answer to sin. Listen again to this verse written in Jesus' blood. Its message declares, and I quote, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Think about that, a free gift. That means we can only accept what Jesus has already done for us at the cross. We cannot earn our way to heaven.
The Bible says, "Now is the right time. Now is the day of salvation." This free gift is available to anyone today who will accept it by faith.
For any information about the program that you've heard today, contact us on communicationradio.org.